This podcast is made possible through funding from the Rusty Gold Brewing Company. When people ask, "Hey Tony, where do you go when you want to grab something to eat? When you're not chasing down ghosts, monsters, and things that go bump in the night?" My answer is always the same, folks. I go down to Rusty Gold Brewing Company, 43 West Pike Street, Cannonsburg, PA. If you want a great meal, a great price, and a fun atmosphere, go down and see EJ at the Rusty Gold Brewing Company. They have wonderful hamburgers, french fries, hot wings, and they always pair it off with great shareables and IPAs. Some like the Widget Salesman, a great Irish stout. Or perhaps you prefer the 1802 Cream Ale. But whatever you like, you're going to love it. So remember, Rusty Gold Brewing Company, 43 West Pike Street, Cannonsburg, PA. The Pig Lady of Kennelton. Tony Lavorna's Legends and Lore podcast explores the history and tales of ghost stories, mysterious crimes, murders, UFOs, witchcraft, and other occult happenings still thriving in the greater Ohio Valley region of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and beyond. For more than two centuries, the ghost of a young woman named Barbara Davison has haunted the area around Kennelton Road in northern Beaver County. She would meet a grisly demise after her killer took her life and her head. Barbara's decapitated head was never found, nor was her killer. She would become known as the Pig Lady, a phantom that has interacted with many over the passing years. Barbara Davison's story begins around the start of the American Revolution. She was born in South Carolina, the daughter of a rice planter, Samuel and Cora McCaskey. When the British invaded, the family was forced off their property. Samuel fought on the side of the rebellion. For his services, he received a small parcel of land, after which the family relocated on a piece near the Little Beaver River, known today as Darlington Township, Beaver County. Barbara, like most, grew up taking care of the family farm, performing mundane chores. She would go about tending to the livestock. It was the chickens and the pigs that she worked with the most, and day after day she would toil over the beasts. The smell of the pig corrals would take one's breath away, and the mud she would stomp through each day. But at night it was different. Barbara was a social creature. She was always well received by her Scottish neighbors, and Barbara was said to possess a beautiful singing voice with musical talent. She was said by many to have long, beautiful hair with a fair complexion. It was no mystery why many young suitors were attracted to her, and she gave her heart to an army veteran by the name of Nathan Davidson. Davidson was from Virginia and was already established in the community there. So at the tender age of 15, the newly wedded couple moved to Virginia. We do not know what had happened to the marriage. However, there was a falling out. Barbara would return home to her parents' farm and subsequently her demise. It would be a sweltering summer's day in 1795. Her family would make a several-day routine trip to Pittsburgh to purchase more livestock. Barbara stayed behind to tend the farm. Samuel looked at Cora, gazed out at his farm, surveying the land, finally coming to rest on the sight of his beautiful daughter. At the crack of the lash, they were off down the old dirt road as the wagon carried them. Little did Samuel and Cora realize this would be the last time they would look upon their beautiful daughter's smiling face. Several days had elapsed since their journey to the Pittsburgh market with their livestock in tow. The McCaskies returned to their farm. Barbara was nowhere to be found. They searched for 5 hours. Something was wrong. They would ask the neighbors first. No one had seen her. The McCaskies would ask for their neighbors' help to gather a search party. They looked everywhere, the woods, the farmyard, and the barn. Regrettably, they would find Barbara Davidson's contorted, headless body stuffed under the crawl space of the family house. Her head was severed and missing, nowhere to be found. It was almost too much for her family to bear. Despite their best efforts, the authorities were never able to apprehend the killer. Her death shattered the peace and tranquility of the small community. The McCaskies would bury their daughter 2 miles from their house in the small county cemetery. The inscription on her wooden tombstone reads, Barbara Davidson, born April 11, 1777, died July 27, 1795. A headless form neath this mold doth lie, murdered most foul, loved by all save one. But this is not the end of our story. You see, Barbara's headless form has allegedly been seen by many. Her ghost walks the woods surrounding her old farm. Even the cemetery, people claim to hear cries where her headless body was laid to rest. Late at night, some teenage youth are out on the wooden footbridge that crosses over the Little Beaver River. On the Hippie Bridge, as it is called, a young man takes a drag on his cigarette, his friends tormenting him about his lack of courage. Up yours, he barks at them as he slowly walks the footbridge alone. As he nears the end of the bridge, the air grows thick. Each step he takes slower than the last. See, nothing. Told you, ass. Just then, a fog envelops him. The air so cold. Her shape forms slowly out of a column of mist. As the young man turns, he sees a woman sobbing. As he approaches, the sobbing turns into grunting. The boy's eyes grow wide at the spectacle before him. It is the apparition of Barbara Davidson's form with the head of a pig. Terror bolts through him as he runs for his life. Could it be she decided to use a pig's head to scare would-be visitors because she tended to the beasts in life? Barbara's head was never found. There has always been speculation as to its fate. Some believe that the head was thrown in an old mine that was above Kennelton Road. Many have claimed to see a bodiless head frightening those who walk the road. One such tale involves a man by the last name of Gray. Gray was bringing a wagon fully loaded with fresh picked apples down the road. He struggled to see where he was going. It was a combination of his kerosene lantern and the moonlight that aided him. As he slowly passed the mine shaft, he was startled by a glowing ball of light. The glowing ball merged directly in front of his wagon. It spooked his horses, causing them to run frantically. The glowing ball formed into a head and attached itself to the lead horse. At that, Gray realized that the head had long flowing hair. The head would turn and face him. It had red glowing eyes. The ghostly head tormented the animal as Gray fought to keep the wagon upright. Apples would fly out every bump in the road. The spectacle finally came to the end when the ghost had left the horse and vanished in the direction of the mine. As a volunteer was sitting around a campfire, Barbara Davidson's apparition materialized out of the campfire smoke. In this tale, as he sat there astonished watching, the smoke changed into the form of a woman with no head. The man quickly wiped his eyes. A woman's voice then slowly began to speak to him. The ghostly form said to tell him, "Tell them.
Renault.
The apparition vanished into the air. Startled, the young man tried to remember the words he heard from the ghost. Eventually, he realized the specter was saying a name. The French name was Renault. Ironically, there was a French Indian trapper whose name was Renault that resided around the time of Barbara's death. This trapper had a bad reputation amongst the town. Could it be that Barbara Davison was attempting to name her killer from beyond the grave? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Tony LaVorna. Tony LaVorna's Legends and Lore, part of the Social Voice Project.
Listening to a production of the Social Voice Podcast Network.
This concludes our broadcast.
Renault.